Ah, greetings, listener. Welcome back to the Daily Ghost. Welcome back to the Daily Ghost podcast. As always, I'm your host, Patrick. I should also start saying greetings, listener and viewer, because if you're not aware, we do put this show in video form on YouTube. You can find it by simply typing in the Daily Ghost, and I believe we're the only channel. But nonetheless, man, we're here to do another creepy story, as we have been, and that's kind of our MO, right? That's kind of what we do here. And last time, I enjoyed it. It was a crazy part one, the Nelson experiment. If you haven't checked that out, please do. One of the more creepy stories I've done, especially when it leaves you without answers. You want the second part. You want the story to kind of have a finish. At least in my case, I've always wanted the stories to have a beginning and an end. And the cliffhanger is always, it is entertaining, I will say that. But anyways, we're here to do another creepy one. I'm not sure what we got yet. We haven't actually even picked it yet. But don't forget, follow the Daily Ghost on Instagram at Daily Ghost Pod. That's Daily Ghost P-O-D. And, you know, all the support in the world helps you guys. Anything you guys can do to support the show, following it on Instagram, subscribing to it, telling other people about it, it really makes a difference, because we have been at this for quite some time. And honestly, it was one of the shows that I was like, well, I'm kind of surprised that it has done what it has done. But we are here to bring some extra creepiness to the creepypasta stories that we read. And without further ado, let's get into this one with another Daily Ghost podcast. So turn the lights down, and as we always do, let's get strange. Today's episode comes from the author, The Sight Seeker. All one word, all capitalized. 331 views, rated 2.73 by 11 users, one comment. And it is called Phil Jefferson. I was getting ready for a field trip with my school. I felt very excited back then, but after what happened on this field trip, I never wanted to go on one again. We came to the hotel like we should have, and everything went great. After I took all my stuff from the bus, I was ready to get into my room. While I was running, I crashed into a wall. While I was running, I crashed into a very tall man. I only saw him from behind. He wore a red shirt, blue jeans, and brown shoes. His head was shaped like a leaf. He hasn't turned around. He only said, "Sorry about that. My thoughts made me stand still." I didn't understand him. Finally, bedtime has come. I was very tired from my trip. I slept nicely until somewhere around midnight when I heard something in the hallway. I tried to ignore it, but it was just too loud. Finally, the sound stopped. Around 2 a.m., I woke up and realized I'm lying on the floor. And I was cold. Just as I was about to stand up, the door opened. It was the man I crashed into earlier that day. I asked him if he needed help, but he didn't answer. What happened after that made me lose my breath for a moment. I saw his face. He had no mouth. He was completely bald. The only thing I saw on his face were big red eyes. Those didn't look like ordinary eyes. They looked like ping pong balls. I tried to move my hand, but he said, "Don't move a muscle." It was like he knew all the moves I was about to do. Suddenly, I fell asleep. In the exact same pose as looking at him, my teacher asked me what happened, but I was completely unable to talk. Once I got home, I got in my bed, trying to relax. 10 years later, I moved into my new home to start a family and a brand new life. It was night, and I was about to sleep, but before that, I watched the news, and he was there. Another case of children being found in strange positions in the morning in Hotel Rod. We actually have a picture of the one causing these crimes. The child who took the picture was found dead. The only info we have about this mysterious man is his name Phil Jefferson. Well, for being a shorter story, out of all the stories we've done, you know, we do some short ones around here, but I'm glad this one, this was really interesting. I liked it. I really did. Because I went into it thinking, hey man, this is a crazy name of a story. For somebody to pick just a guy's name, you can ultimately go anywhere. And as we saw, he certainly did, or whoever this writer was certainly did. Not to put a gender on it or anything, but you get what I'm saying. This person, this author, took the name Phil Jefferson and built this crazy monster and the story behind it. Maybe it's true. Who knows? But the thing that's weird is he said he had a head shaped like a leaf. That in itself would be terrifying because I was never a fan of those dinosaurs in Jurassic Park that their wings, like on their neck, opened up, or like a cobra. You know what I mean? That shit's, yeah. Sorry for cursing at the same time, but also this is a horror podcast, but, you know, still. Definitely interesting, man. Some of these stories, it's like, you do wish there was a second part, but like I said, having a beginning, a middle, and an end is what makes a good story. And who knows? They always like to leave a good cliffhanger in scary stories, I feel, more often than they do in a regular story, because they want you to be like, well, maybe he's still out there. Maybe this mutant guy, evil spirit, is still roaming amongst us. Maybe he's out there still. And then also adding the idea of realism by being like, the news said also this and this, and we have a photo of him. But anyways, this is a fun podcast, man. I love doing this podcast. I love making the Daily Ghost. I love making the videos of it as well now. So if you guys like the show, I get a lot of listens on the audio version, which I thoroughly enjoy that, and I know you guys do as well. But not the same on the video, and that's fine. It takes about the same amount of work, but it is every one of these episodes, the last probably like 10 or 11 episodes have been made into videos, so check them out. It is just my face reading a story, but we are here in what I think I'm going to call the Ghostly Underground, because I have set up the studio. If you're watching the video version, I have set it up as creepy as I could. Obviously, there's a Popeye, a stuffed Popeye over here, but at the same time, he is kind of strange, depending on how you look at it. Like those origin stories from like SpongeBob and Rugrats. I don't know if you guys remember that, but they basically tried to make these crazy background stories based on how SpongeBob was based on a real kid who had this crazy disease. That stuff went around when I was too young, I think, because me and my sisters thoroughly believed that, that kid was real. Same thing with the Rugrats. It was based on real kids. The twins died and all this stuff. It was nuts. But I think that's probably where creepypasta stories came from, or ultimately where those stories came from, probably creepypasta. But anyways, guys, until next time, this has been the Daily Ghost Podcast, and as we always do, keep the lights down and stay strange, but also keep the lights up. Like if you're walking around and stuff, don't be ridiculous. You don't want to stub your toe or step on a Lego or anything like that. And also, like, ghosts, you know, avoid it. But until next time, this has been the Daily Ghost. Good night.